In a world filled with big sports companies and high-end production podcasts, comes a group of guys who paid $5 for this intro. Welcome to Eat, Sleep, Fantasy.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
All right, guys. Well, welcome back to the most wonderful time of the year. The NFL season is kicking off this week, and we're as excited as everyone else. I pretty much lost my voice already, just, you know, in anticipation. But with me tonight, we've got a pretty cool pod. But before we do anything, I want to introduce Dale DeMont. What's up, Dale?
Fuck you, Dale! Fuck you!
What's up, man? I'm ready for the season. It is the most wonderful time of the year, for sure.
Also joining us right now, I'm not sure, Armando Crespo.
Armando vacilón, Armando rumba en la calle, Armando la gozadera, Armando tiene la clave.
Hi guys, I am here.
And then also with us tonight is intern Rich. What's up, Richard?
Are you talking?
Shut up, Richard.
Oh, I'm so excited for the draft today.
Okay.
Jeez.
Sounds like you're actively masturbating while you're saying that. And if that's how you masturbate, that's weird. That's pretty aggressive. So we've got a pretty interesting pod today. We need to cover a ton of news that happened over your draft weekend. So before we get into that, Dale has a very interesting anecdote to tell us.
Oh, no.
What? I have a couple interesting anecdotes to talk to you about. Which one are you thinking?
We should have an idea.
We should Dale's story time.
Can we just pre-record these so we don't have to?
So we don't have to listen to
them. So we don't have to actually listen to them.
Yes, please.
Well, this one is a heartbreaker. The one I'm thinking of is a true heartbreaker. All right. So for those of that you that know, my wife is pregnant. Basically, we found out she was pregnant like right as a pilot episode aired, which is a couple months ago. She's now like 21 weeks pregnant now. And apparently a few weeks ago, she told me that we have to do some baby classes. This one is hypno babies, which I won't get into it now, but you can look it up if you want.
Anyways, are you hypnotizing babies? Because that's pretty cool.
I'm not going to explain it here, but yeah, I mean, it is pretty cool. I mean, for mothers, you know, to deal with, you know, labor and all that stuff in a more like positive way. It seems cool. Anyways, she told me like a couple weeks ago, hey, we're going to do these classes. They're on Sundays. Are you good with Sundays? I said, sure. I mean, at the time, you know, it's weeks and weeks away from football. I wasn't thinking much of it, but turns out that the first class is week one of the NFL season. And not only is it next week, but it is for the next 7 weeks from 1 Eastern time to 5:30 Eastern time. So basically, I'll miss almost all the football. And I had a little crying fit. She wasn't happy about it. But I think we're going to switch classes. I think I lost my deposit, so it's going to cost me some money. But anything for football, I guess. But she wasn't happy that I'm picking football over hypno babies birthing class.
Richard's immediate response? Okay, go ahead.
I just said I'm going to tell his mother-in-law. It's really sad.
What was Richard's immediate response when you told him this story?
Yeah, Rich, what was your response? I'm not saying it out loud.
I would say it. I said, that would be very selfish of Brooke to schedule that during football season. You don't even know this baby yet.
I don't know if I'm going to even like the baby. And I'm already into football for
it. Is it?
Oh, I shouldn't have said that. This is recorded. I shouldn't have said that.
Is it too late to abort it?
Whoa. Oh, Armando, come on, man.
Damn.
Come on. At least rhyme the word, you know, smortion.
We should put a little censor bleep when he said that fucking abort.
So how did everybody's drafts go so far this weekend? Everybody okay?
No. But before we get into that, Dale also spent Saturday telling us about another anecdote that happened to him, where he dreamed about drafting Marvin Jones.
Yeah, this is how bad it is. I woke up in like cold sweats. I have like this real anxiety about being late to things.
Oh yeah, and, right. Didn't notice at all.
Yeah, no, seriously. I have like a reoccurring dream that like I'm late to school. I've been out of high school for years, but I have like this reoccurring dream that I'm late to school or that I'm late for my classes. And then over the draft weekend, of course, I woke up from a nightmare that I missed the draft, but I was able to get in the last round, and I noticed Marvin Jones wasn't picked, and so I picked him, and everybody was mad at me because I just came in and swooped in and got him, and I wasn't there for the entire draft. So whatever that tells you about Marvin Jones, maybe it, like, you know, is putting some good, you know, thoughts and, you know, vibes his way. Maybe, I don't know.
Maybe so, it was a sign. Maybe it was a sign, Dale.
Yeah.
Auto draft picks a better team than you.
Divisional previews.
Yeah, that's exactly what
breaking
it is.
News.
So let's go ahead and get into
injury
some news
report.
And
news and notes.
All right, Rich, can you go ahead and lead the news, please?
All right. So, first piece of news then that we have is, of course, Jamaal Charles could be missing the season opener. Andy Reid went ahead and told the media that Jamaal Charles could sit out week one, but he didn't fully rule him out for the season opener. So what do you guys think? Should he play? Should they hold off on him? What do you think is going to be best for Jamaal Charles in the long run?
Well, obviously, you know, just it's always best for him to hold out until he's completely healed. But, you know, I'm looking at this news story as a Spencer Ware story, really. If you were able to pick up Spencer Ware in your drafts this weekend as a late-round flyer just in case, maybe you lucked out here and Ware could have at least 1, 2, maybe 3 weeks of really good production.
Yeah, the last wording that Andy Reid used to describe Jamaal Charles for week one was that it would be a stretch at this point if he played. So, I mean, all signs to me are pointing that he's not going to play week one and that he may be limited for a couple games after that.
Yeah. I guess one positive thing that we've been saying all along is Charles doesn't need a full workload to be, you know, productive. So even if he's not fully ready and he's playing in week two or three, he still has value.
It's true. I mean, okay. they know exactly what Jamaal Charles is. They don't need to see if he, you know, if he is going to be able to make an impact on the team. They know that he is. Just keep him out, get him 100% healthy, and then bring him back when he's ready.
Did you guys adjust him in your rankings? Because I've actually had him fall quite a bit in my rankings over the past, you know, week or so. He was in my top 10. I moved him all the way down to 15, right behind Thomas Rawls. Where do you guys have him now with this latest news?
I still see him in the inside top 12 throughout the entire season after the first game. Even if he misses two games, he's still going to finish in the top 12 easily. I can't see him finishing outside of that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
that's not crazy. Yeah, I've got LeSean McCoy at 12, Latavius Murray at 13. I would probably still put Jamaal Charles over Latavius Murray.
Yeah, I'd rather have Murray in that spot.
No.
Give me the... Yeah, I'm quite concerned that even when he comes back, he's going to be splitting a lot more work than we think he will.
Well, let's say this then. Latavius Murray is being drafted when he's being drafted in the third round, right? So, would you consider Jamaal Charles over Latavius Murray if you were looking them both dead in the eye in the third round?
I would take Latavius Murray, and I have it ranked that way.
I would. I still take Charles.
But you're all about value-based drafting, so you don't think Jamaal Charles is better value in the third than Latavius Murray is?
Nope. Okay. As I it's also a concern about when he comes back. I think he's also going to be splitting time and will be limited. I know that he's been very effective in the past, but this is an extended issue from what we've seen in the past, and it's grown to the point that it's concerning for me.
Yeah. I mean when you're talking about value-based drafting, yeah, if Charles goes in the third, you have to pick him over to Latavius Murray in my eyes. I understand your thought process, Christian, but in a third round, even if Charles plays 13 games this year, you know, unlimited touches, if he gets, you know, 14 touches in, you know, 13 games, I still think he's going to be a top 20.
Okay, moving on then. Justin Forsett was released by the Ravens, only to go ahead and be re-signed once again. This actually happened about a couple of hours ago. The news came out that he has re-signed. So he appears to be the starter moving forward into week one. What are you guys' thoughts on Justin Forsett moving into the season?
I think Justin Forsett is great for this week and this week only. Moving forward, I do not want him in my starting lineup personally. I don't feel like he's going to keep the job. But if you have him in your lineup, I think he's great to have if you drafted him. Trade him away after he has a good week one. Don't hold on to him because he's not going to stay the starter. They have too many running backs there to feed.
So that's a fair enough point. I don't think he's going to be great for the whole season long, but I think he'll be pretty damn good for the start of the season until he inevitably either gets hurt or loses that starting job to Kenneth Dixon when Dixon comes back.
Or West. West has had a great preseason. Could be either way.
I honestly think it's going to be Dixon when Dixon comes back, but it could lean that way.
Alright.
Yeah, funny little side note here. In one of our League of Records, Justin Forsett was auto-drafted by one of the members, and we were all laughing because obviously the news broke that Justin Forsett was released, and then the owner, I guess he saw his team the next day, and he released Justin Forsett off his team, and then the next day Justin Forsett was re-signed by the Ravens, so that kind of sucked for him. But it was funny.
It is mildly amusing.
It is amusing. All right. Well, all right,
moving on.
Ronnie Hillman cut by the Broncos. Significant. Muy importante. Doesn't matter. What do you guys think?
He's going to end up on the Redskins. I'm going to put some money on it. He's going to end up on the Redskins.
I'll take that bet. I don't think it's... Yeah, I mean, he was a mild... He was a mild threat to C.J. Anderson because Devontae Booker is a rookie. But obviously they believe in Booker enough to back up C.J. Anderson. So, I don't know. It's mildly important, but it's one less guy you have to worry about now with C.J. Anderson if you're a C.J. Anderson owner.
Yep. Carlos Hyde still in the NFL's concussion protocol. We're less than a week away already before the 49ers' first game of the season. Something to worry about if you're still drafting?
Nope.
Pick up Sean Drone.
Yep, right now. He's a free agent in most leagues. Grab him.
Right. Would you rather pick up Armando for week one if you had to play one? Would you rather play Sean Drone, assuming Carlos Hyde is out, or Justin Forsett?
Justin Forsett based off matchups.
All right.
Okay. No, that's... That's what I mean. Yeah, we'll go with that.
All right. Justin Hunter was cut and then claimed by the Miami Dolphins, so he is now wearing a Miami Dolphins jersey. Significant? I don't think so.
Doesn't matter. Pick up Kenny Stills because Parker's out.
Yeah, Kenny Stills. Yep. Kenny Stills would be a pretty good last pick if he's still available there. If he's available on waivers, then absolutely go for him.
Yeah, like if you're in a league, right, and you don't have to select the kicker or defense, go ahead and take one extra pick and pick Kenny Stills.
Yeah,
fuck you.
What does this mean? What does this mean for? What does this mean for the wide receiver situation in Tennessee?
It means. Okay, go ahead.
He in over 4 years, he hasn't. He just barely racked up 1,000 yards. Doesn't mean a damn thing.
Okay, but I mean a little more room is freed up now for the other wide receivers on the roster. Yeah. So, is there anybody that you think this adds value for?
Andre Johnson.
Yeah, obviously it's Tajay Sharpe is going to be the man that I think the wide receiver one.
No.
Delanie Walker, obviously, is probably going to be getting the bulk of the targets in that offense. But right behind him, you're going to see Tajay Sharpe coming on for a strong rookie season, I think.
I've been impressed. And I think Tajay Sharpe has truly emerged as the number one. I really thought it was going to be Rishard Matthews all along, and that's still a possibility. But right now, I'm on the Tajay Sharpe train.
He looks good, man.
I think it's going to be Rishard Matthews. I think we're looking too much into the preseason. He's a rookie wide receiver taken late in the draft. Go grab Rishard Matthews or Andre Johnson. They're going to feed the vets to start the season for sure.
And that might be the case where you might get more consistency out of Matthews. But I think Sharpe has, there's anyone that has an upside in the offense, it's Sharpe. He might be very hit and miss, you know, between weeks. But if we're talking like a play for like weekly fantasy, Tajay Sharpe might be a decent play depending on matchups.
All right.
Tyler Gaffney was waived by the Patriots, so he is no longer on the team.
Who the hell cares?
Right. I mean, he looked all right in the preseason, especially I think it was week two or week three. He has a few pretty nice runs, but ultimately couldn't work it out. Mark Sanchez was also cut by the Broncos, but he has since re-signed with the Dallas Cowboys. So what do you guys think about that? Still the Dak Prescott show in there?
Yeah.
That's Yeah, that's what all the stories are indicating, that it's still Dak Prescott. I think Mark Sanchez is a very good insurance policy for him if things don't work out. After all, Dak is still a rookie, and he's a rookie quarterback at that. And he's looked sharp against even the number one defenses that he's played against. So, yeah, I think Mark Sanchez is a really good insurance policy for him, especially if Tony Romo doesn't come back to full strength.
Yeah. All right, also from Dallas Cowboys camp, Darren McFadden, a little unsettling news actually came out earlier today. According to reports, Darren McFadden might not be able to fully extend his arm ever again. That's yeah. Pretty bad.
I have that same problem.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
Me neither.
Is that like a masturbation joke, Brito?
Nope.
He really can't extend his arm fully.
Guys, what the fuck are you making a big deal?
It's like a real it's a real problem Brito has.
Yeah, it's more real than Dale's fake ass disease that he has.
Yeah, I mean, this news is huge for Alfred Morris. You know, before we were talking about, you know, handcuffing Ezekiel Elliott. Now having Alfred Morris is even more important because the backfield isn't as muddied as it was.
Yeah, but
so as bad news as this is for Darren McFadden, I think it's good news for Alfred Morris.
What if McFadden's arm is stuck in the position that it needs to be to hold a football?
That's what we were talking about, Dale. We said it, as long as he can cup the ball in that arm, he can still stiff arm with the other.
And yeah. Richard knows all about cupping balls, believe me.
You know, every time somebody gets injured, especially like a you know, arm injury or something, I always think back to the movie Rookie of the Year with the kid who breaks his arm.
Oh my God.
And then he can throw 100-mile-an-hour fastballs. Like, what happens if Darren McFadden now, like, all of a sudden he has like super strength in his arm and he could just truck over everybody? And now he might even have more value than he did before.
He's gonna be drafted in the third round of next year's draft as a quarterback.
There you go, because now you can throw 100 miles an hour.
If that's the case, I'm drafting Tony Romo in all my leagues.
Yeah, you never. I mean, it doesn't happen to everybody. It'll just happen to like one person, and that one person's going to surprise you. So just keep an eye out. Maybe we'll ask the fantasy doctor.
What the fuck are we talking
who's
about?
Who's likely to have superhero strength?
Speaking of Tony Romo, they should just do like a whole RoboCop experiment on him, or like the $6 million man, or something.
There you go.
Just rebuild him, man. Just take out all the parts that don't work.
We have the technology.
We can rebuild him. All right.
And he'll still stuck.
All right. So Dwayne Allen returned to practice on Monday after suffering a sore hip. All signs point to Allen starting week one. Does that mean anything to anyone?
Well, I mean, it's good for people that are looking to draft Dwayne Allen. I think he is a pretty good pick at tight end towards the end of your drafts. You know, I've got him finishing in the top 12 among tight ends, and not a lot of people have Dwayne Allen on their radar as of yet. So if you see him towards the, if you're one of those that you want to go ahead and wait on tight end, Dwayne Allen is a good candidate to pick up at the end of your draft.
You know what I don't get? Go ahead, Dale.
No, go ahead. I was just going to say, you know, Dwayne Allen is definitely one of those late tight ends you can grab. I'm a firm believer of waiting for tight ends as long as you can. And, yeah, Dwayne Allen is definitely one of those guys.
All right, speaking of tight ends, Ebron's back at practice today on Monday. Does he move up in your rankings now that he's practicing again?
Yeah, I fully expected him to be ready for the week, for week one. So it seems like he's on track to do so.
Awesome. Dale, I know you don't love Ebron at all.
No, yeah. I mean, Eric Ebron's from Greensboro, North Carolina, where I'm living now. So that's pretty cool.
Okay. You said you saw him playing basketball when you were driving to Dairy Queen. Is that what happened?
No, I said he plays basketball where I play. I've not had a chance to play with him yet, but he plays in the same gym. So maybe, you know, I'll talk to him later. Maybe in the off season or something. I guess he's not going to be coming to Greensboro during the season.
At your Pokemon gym? Because that's weird.
Basketball gym, Brito. You remember? I play basketball.
Right.
All right.
Like, Jesus.
All right. Well, we already touched on this earlier. Dolphins running back Arian Foster has officially been named the number one running back on the depth chart. Of course, Ajayi didn't do himself any favors after having a subpar preseason. And he fumbled it in the week four game as well. So, you know, if you're watching that game, you see Jay Ajayi. If you see a running back who is playing in the fourth preseason game, you pretty much know that he's not going to be the starter. So anybody who was reading between the lines already knew that heading into their drafts this weekend. What are your guys' thoughts on that?
In other news,
yeah.
Water is wet.
What were you going to say, Dale?
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it really doesn't.
Muy importante. I don't think there's anybody that at this point expected Jay Ajayi to be the starter, so this news is just, it's no surprise.
Yeah. Redskins running back Matt Jones returned to practice on Monday. CBS DC reports that after practice, Matt Jones said that he fully expects to be ready for week one. It is worth noting, though, Matt Jones, he hasn't returned as a full participant. He was seen wearing a non-contact jersey on Monday, so he's returned to practice, but he's not doing any contact as of yet. Is that a little concerning, or do you think that he will be fully ready to go in week one?
From everything I've read, he's going to be fully ready for week one. But I think as a podcast, as a consensus, none of us are really excited about Matt Jones here, are we?
Nope.
Do running backs typically need their shoulders?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I really think they're going to add somebody that was cut from another team. And I'm not confident in Matt Jones at all right now.
Yeah, you said that they could add Ronnie Hillman. That's what you think, right?
Ronnie Hillman. I mean, at first I thought, they might add Justin Forsett, but the news came out pretty quickly that the Ravens planned on re-signing him immediately. I think the Redskins are still not done, and I wouldn't be surprised if either they add someone else or Robert Kelly actually gets some sort of role in this offense.
All right. Well, moving on then, Panthers head coach Ron Rivera did say that Kelvin Benjamin is going to get limited snaps in Thursday season opener against the Broncos. He said he expects Kelvin Benjamin to get about 30 to 35 snaps in the game. What do you guys make of that? Because he's returning from injury last year, but he did play in each of the first three preseason games with the team. So do you think he may have re-aggravated something since then, or you think this is just more precaution than anything?
Guys, do you hear that? Chugga, 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 chugga. Chugga, 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 choo-choo, all aboard the Devin Funchess train. Funchess, Funchess, Funchess. I don't know if I actually believe that or not, but that hype train is starting to get moving. He looked really good this preseason, and I wouldn't be surprised if Devin Funchess actually had a pretty okay, because they are playing the Denver Broncos, an okay week one, and will function maybe as the second receiving option after Greg Olsen in that offense for week one.
Yeah, for week one for sure. And then after that, I think he's going to plummet once Kelvin Benjamin gets back into his old ways.
All right. I just got an alert right now, some breaking news.
Breaking news.
All right, well, according to Seahawks head coach Pete Carroll, he says he has no expectations that Jimmy Graham will play in week one versus the Dolphins.
In other news, water is wet.
Well, that's not true. I mean, the reports were that Jimmy Graham could be ready for week one, but, now it's official. He is not going to be in.
On the flip side, Packers' Jordy Nelson will have no restrictions for Sunday's game against the Jags. Any thoughts on that, guys?
Yeah, I mean, it's good news for anybody who was a little hesitant about getting Jordy Nelson. He's getting up there in age. He's coming back from a devastating injury, but that happened pretty early in the preseason last year. So he's had over a year to go ahead and fully recover, and I expect him to be a wide receiver one out there.
All right, if you had to make the choice, would you rather have Jordy Nelson or Brandon Marshall this year?
If I had to make the choice again?
Yeah, I'm gonna give the choice to Armando because we already know your answer is Brandon Marshall. Armando, who would you pick?
Jordy Nelson, hands down. Brandon Marshall will never happen.
No, I would probably go Jordy Nelson if I could change it right now.
Oh. If I could turn back time.
Sorry, Rich, you fucked up.
No, I don't think I did.
I would have taken Brandon Marshall. I still believe in Marshall over Jordy.
All right, and last piece of news here. Falcons wide receiver Julio Jones returned to practice on Monday as a limited participant. This, of course, is the first time that Julio Jones has practiced since injuring his ankle against the Dolphins on August 26th. So, obviously, good news that he is back on the field, but I don't think any of us here were really expecting him to miss any time.
No,
I wasn't.
He's good to go. All right, so let's go ahead and get into our quarterback streams of the week. So when it comes to these streams, guys, I just want to keep in mind that all of these are players that you will more than likely be able to find on your waiver wire. They're going to be owned in less than half of NFL.com leagues in terms of ownership percentage. Before you check out any of these guys, if you're in a league where either Derek Carr versus New Orleans is on the waiver wire, I would definitely recommend him. Or Tyrod Taylor versus Buffalo is also a very good option. But both of those guys have a higher ownership percentage than the guys we're going to name here. These are streaming options that you will probably be able to find on your waiver wire. So let's go ahead. Richard, kick us off with the first guy.
All right. Number one on our list is Matthew Stafford against the Indianapolis Colts. He's currently only owned in about 37% of NFL.com leagues. Now, this is Matthew Stafford is going to be a guy that you can plug in not only for the first week, but we feel he's going to be a really good start on a week-to-week basis. Of course, he's going up against the Colts, who finished last year in the bottom half as far as defenses go in terms of fantasy points allowed. We're expecting Andrew Luck as well to want to go ahead and go out there and just throw bombs and show that he is fully healthy. So this could be a potential big shootout game here for the quarterbacks. Obviously, Andrew Luck will be taken, but Matthew Stafford, if he's available for you in your waiver wire, go ahead and pick him up and put him in the start for this week.
Okay. So the next guy we're talking about is Matt Ryan. So I'm not a big fan of him. I know that's in Brito's article and all, but the Buccaneers were 17th, just below average against the pass last year. They average about 250 yards. I mean, they have Julio Jones, they have Sanu, so they should improve in the pass, of course. But Brent Grimes is there. I know he's not a shutdown corner anymore, but I don't see him as a top-notch stream quarterback. I'd rather go with Dak Prescott or Matthew Stafford that you guys have talked about earlier. So he's an average quarterback that you'll get probably 15, 20 points, depending on your format.
All right, so that's kind of the point when it comes to Matt Ryan. He doesn't exactly have the huge upside that you might want from a lot of streamers, but he's available in 75% of leagues, almost 76% actually. Not a huge upside, but he'll get you out of the week at the quarterback position. He'll give you enough production that you can survive, especially if you're just streaming the position. You should be okay at your other spots.
Yeah, the next stream is Dak Prescott. He's playing the New York Giants. Of course, you know, we're all maybe a little bit leery to start a rookie quarterback week one. But Prescott has impressed this preseason. He threw for over 450 yards and 5 touchdowns. Had a quarterback rating of 137, almost 138 in the first 3 preseason games. Of course, with Dez Bryant and, you know, a great offensive line with a strong running game and Ezekiel Elliott, he should have pretty good production in week 1, especially against the New York Giants, who have allowed a massive amount of passing yards last year.
All right, so another quarterback streaming option that we have for week 1 is RG3, who had a surprisingly nice preseason. Armando alluded to previously off air that the Browns aired it out quite a bit during the preseason. He does have some decent pass catching options in Corey Coleman. We've seen, you know, Gary Barnidge was an elite tight end last year in terms of fantasy production, and he's got some pass-catching backs. Duke Johnson is going to be able to fill in that role. Against the Philadelphia Eagles, who gave up a ton of passing touchdowns last season and were second in terms of fantasy points allowed to the quarterback position, they allowed 36 passing touchdowns to quarterbacks that they faced. I definitely think he's a viable option for week one if you want to roll out with RG3. And I mean, he's available in 93% of leagues, so he's definitely a guy that you'll be able to find on your waiver wire.
Yeah, I mean, and one thing you got to worry about, you know, is the turnovers, and you know, a lot of times that just kills your fantasy production. And you know, RG3's only had one interception all preseason, threw for over 300 yards in 17 quarters. So I think they're all kind of still figuring it out. I think Hugh Jackson is still figuring out how to use RG3. Corey Coleman isn't quite ready, it doesn't seem like, coming back from the injury, but he does have Joe Thomas back. He should have Joe Thomas back soon. On that offensive line, so that's only going to help them.
So, yeah, I definitely agree with you guys. On the other side of that, the Eagles subtracted Kiko Alonso and Byron Maxwell from their offense. I don't know if that's going to be addition by subtraction, but they did lose 2 key players on that defense, so they could be even worse.
Yeah, so let's go ahead and rank these guys in order then for our listeners. Who would you guys say is the number one stream here among the quarterbacks?
Stafford.
Stafford easily.
Yeah, yep. If Stafford's on your waiver wire, you need to pick up Stafford. Also, check out, if for some reason Derek Carr, which I mentioned earlier, who has a higher ownership percentage. He is available in some leagues. Definitely check to see if he's available because he's facing New Orleans and has quite possibly the best matchup of anybody this week.
All right. And number two?
Matt Ryan.
I'll go Prescott. The upside is very nice with Prescott.
Yeah, I would go Prescott as well, number three. I would probably go RG3 over Matt Ryan simply because you're going to get something on the ground.
I'll go Matt Ryan third and then RG3 fourth.
All right. So that about wraps it up then for our quarterback streams of the week.
All right, guys. We do want to mention before we close out the show, hashtag Eat Nation. Let them know about hashtag Eat Nation, Rich.
Hashtag Eat Nation.
Thanks for letting us know about it.
Like, what the hell do you want me to say?
Basically, go ahead, review us on iTunes, take a screenshot, tweet at us with hashtag Eat Nation. We're going to pick somebody randomly pretty soon for some cool prizes.
All right. Any part?
Yeah. Also, I want to give a shout out. We are doing a second chance league. There's a few guys that few alternates that weren't available to get into our listener leagues. So shout out to the awesome teams that we have: Pop Tarts, Purple People Eaters, The Big Tabowski, High on Pot Noose is one of my favorite names in that league. Make America Gronk Again is also a good one. So, anyways, we'll be talking about some of the listener leagues later in the year. But we appreciate everybody participating. If you did, and if not, we'll kind of give you updates and see where everybody's at.
All right, 53 minutes from draft time. So by the time you guys listen to this tomorrow, you will have come to the realization that you really have no chance in the Rich division. So good luck to the other 11 participants. You guys are going to be fighting for the number two spot this year.
Rich is going to finish last in his division. I'm going to put that on the board right now.
And for anybody who wants to start up a league, it's not too late. You can go to fantrax.com and sign up for a league there. We aren't doing any more mock drafts because pretty much draft season is over. But check out Fantrax. They have some cool daily or actually year-long kind of daily-style games that you can try out. Again, fantrax.com. Check it out. Just see what they have. It's worth a shot if you haven't been on their site. See what they have.
All right, everybody. Hope you guys enjoyed listening to this episode. Stay tuned for more. I'm in my zone, no lie. And we like to play till the sun go down. Yeah, we like to play till the sun go down. And we take that town, then we take that town.